Hi everybody, and welcome to a new episode. After a couple of weeks of silence, we're back. And yeah, that was quite my fault because I forgot it a couple of times on Sunday, this podcast. But now we're back on Monday. Not Sunday, but whatever. And today we have a very special because it's Debbie's birthday! Yay! And to make it even more special, right? We make it special today for
yes.
you.
Yes, we make.
And we need somebody to make that really special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we called her up today. And I'm really, 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 really excited that she's being here. And Betsy, are you there?
Hey, I am here. What's up, homies?
Hey, Betsy.
Hey. Hey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steffi. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How are you guys?
I'm fine. I'm
good. Really fine. Are you enjoying your birthday, Steffi?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. What were the plans?
Well, we had a really good day what we did today, I guess. And yeah. I think at the end that we can do the podcast today makes it even more better. Yes.
Great night, you know. What, is it night over there?
Yeah, it's like almost 11:30, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So you guys are gonna do this podcast and then book it and like go to bed.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, great night. Great to end the night. Mm-hmm. Great way to end the night.
Yeah, well, we have a good night, Dick, I guess. So when we did the podcast, so it's like this podcast, Steffi choose the subject for it, and I really like it, and I think you too. because we're going to talk about Helen, Tina. Well, Helena and Tina. Don't understand it quite well. So yeah.
Yay, I love them so much.
Yeah.
Y'all know, like, I love Helena more, but Tina is a bad bitch and I love her too.
Definitely. I'm always say like T-Bad is of course my favorite couple of the whole show.
Right.
But I think after T-Bad, I really like Helena and Tina because I never saw them really as friends. They were not a good friendship, I guess, but as a couple, I really like them.
Yeah. I like them as a couple too. I felt like I don't know, I feel like Tina was different with Helena than she was with Bette. And like, people are gonna kill me right now, but like, I feel like she was more like, I don't know, like softer and like vulnerable with Helena than she was with Bette. Obviously, like you guys said, you like Bette and Tina, like they're amazing, they're like end game. But it would have been nice to see Helena and Tina's relationship more on the L word. Drag it like a couple more episodes, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt super bad for Helena. Because Steffi, you know they were official. You know that. You guys know. She was like, no, not official, exclusive, sorry. Uh-huh. In Helena's words. But she was like, oh, like Helena, because Tina broke up with her. She was like, we weren't exclusive. I'm sorry you thought that. But like, bitch, you guys were.
I think it's really unfair for Tina to say we are not exclusive because they are.
They were exclusive, right? Because Helena said on the phone to her darling.
I know, and she made you a room for your baby too, girl. What you talking about? Not exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, Tina fallen had feelings for Helena, but she loved Bet more, and I think that was the reason. Let's just say it, maybe. But I think it's absolutely not fair because Helena did so many things for her. She loved her, really. And yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact that Tina cheated on her and then she lied to her. When she said that she wants to go home because she wants to be alone. And then she went to bed, and I was like, "I'm in a struggle because actually I love T-Bed really, and I was very happy when she go to bed, but I think it's not fair against Helena."
But you gotta remember though, we all hated Helena at that point. So y'all, Bet and Tina are together, well kind of together because they're like, you know, but we hated Helena. It wasn't until season three that we were like, oh, now we feel bad, you know, tears. But at that point I was like, yes, they're probably gonna get back together, you know.
I think a lot of people are like agreeing with the fact. But Betsy, I think you are agreeing with me and Steffi right now, because if you watch the show multiple times, like we did, you get a different opinion about everything. And I had that with Helena in season two for sure, because in the beginning I was like, yes, they are done and everything, and T-Bet is coming back together, and. As everybody knows, my page is full with T-Bad because I really love them. But to be honest, after the second or the third time I watched the Elwood, I feel so bad for Helena. So yeah, guys, I have to agree with you this time.
Yeah.
And I did that, for example, on Facebook the same, that I made a comment about Helen Tina. Because someone posted the video that Tina got an award for her work at for her work, what she did with the children and everything, and when she told Bet that she wasn't exclusive with Helena, I was like, yes, she definitely was. And when you post something about that, like on Facebook or on Twitter, whoa, you get the whole fandom on your back. I was like, what the hell is happening right now? I couldn't really explain what happened. I've been blocked, that's for sure. Because I had an opinion differently than T-Bet. So that was quite funny.
This fandom, man. Like, I love it. I love it. But like you said, just because you didn't, just because you didn't have the same opinion as that person, they're like, no, I hate this bitch, you know? Like, no, you got other opinions, you know? And you can disagree with each other. Just say why you disagree, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
What I don't get, because there was someone else where you answered the comment to, because she said really awful things against Helena actually, and things what wasn't true, and I wrote her then, and I mean I understand it and I get it and I accept it when someone don't like Helena or Helentina. I have no problem with them, but when they start to say something what isn't true or what don't happen in the show,
that. I think it's not okay. Also,
no.
So, but to go back on the fact we have Hal and Tina, I really like them as a couple. And when you said that she, that Helena did a whole bathroom for Angie, mm-hmm. I was like, oh God. And now she's going back to bed. This isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit that I was quite happy. And even when I watch it again and again, I'm like, yay, still quite happy because, yeah, it's still too bad, to be honest. But
yeah,
a couple of more episodes would have been nice for Hal and Tina, to be sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Even and, bro.
And alone the way how they break up, because actually
there is
they don't break up. We see only the scene when they're on the hospital, Tina and Beth, and mm-hmm. Helena come and ask her that she will be there to meet her mommy, and Tina said no and is super mad with her. And that's all. Yeah. We don't see how they break up. Yeah. And I don't get it because I won't see it actually.
I know.
I won't cry.
You wanna cry about Hal and Tina? That's a good one. but yeah, there was never a breakup actually, no.
I know, we never got that proper goodbye.
No.
The only
thing I knew about Hal and Tina is that when Tina was sitting with Helena in the planet, that she said, I want to see other people. And then Helen said, you want to see Beth. And that's it, I guess. I think that was the breakup.
Honey, I think you don't want to see other people. You want to see Beth, not other people.
Yeah.
And
I think Tina should be honestly to her and say, okay, yeah, you are right. I have my feelings back for her and I want her back. I'm sorry. And not to say we weren't exclusive.
And like saying we want to see other people, like you only want to see one amazing person. Oops. Flipped it out.
Yeah. I mean, in this scene, you can see that Helena isn't stupid, that she can thinking about also, and I think that's the reason why she is then like this with the other girls to Tina. That she meet Tina, and on the other hand she has a girl sitting next to her, so
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I liked because then when I did break up, they were like, they were still friends, but then Tina was like such a bitch to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like firing her when she was the one that got her the job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like she was mad rude.
Yeah.
This is all Tina's Henry phase.
Yeah.
Like she became rude when she started dating Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's not right, you know? And yeah. I love the friendship. I really hope that the rumors are true and that Rachel is coming back to Our Generation Q, because I want to see their friendship, like, yeah, later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And see how
maybe that they are a little bit closer,
right? Because
I think in season 6 they're getting closer, but they were never the best friends, like Helena was with Alice.
Yes, they were cute.
Yeah. And I think it started like they have a really good friendship when Helena offered her the job and everything.
Yeah.
But how you say when the Henry thing starts, Tina disappointed Helena, and
she was
that Helena played then actually so cool against her, and that she understand it and everything, and that she support her actually with them. I don't get it actually. How can she be so nice when my best when my best friends who I gave the job fire me then?
Yeah, I think it's
What's that logic? Tina? What's up? Or you know what? We gotta ask Eileen Chicken because she wrote it.
There is no any logic in it, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think it's also the fact that Lena didn't want to lose Tina, I guess, as a friend.
Yeah,
and what I'm hoping for the new season, that Helena comes back and that they are really close, and that Helena tells Tina that she needs to quit her relationship with Carrie and that she needs to talk with Beth. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think Helena and Tina. Yeah, I was stuck a little. Sorry. that they also had great happy times in the beginning, like. Tina took Helena to the pride and to the parade, of course. And when they were searching for the house together and everything, they had quite good scenes together. Not so much, but the scenes they had together, they were great. And also after they broke up, of course, the friendship scenes they had were also way more better. There was really, I don't think it was Helena and Tina anymore with the friendship. I think it was more like Laurel and Rachel.
Yes.
What they played.
Yeah. I mean, like, we see that friendship on screen.
Yeah.
But like, it was really like them knowing each other more, and like, honestly, they're so cute.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the looks what they have sometimes in the scenes, it's really Rachel. I always see it as Rachel, as Lou and Rachel, but not as Tina and Helena. Sounds stupid. I know.
No, I get what you mean.
I have to agree with Betty. It don't sound stupid, because there is really, really more Laurel and Rachel than Helena and Tina in the show, because their friendship is like you can see in the podcast Rachel made once when she is visiting Lou's exhibition and everything, that I was like, okay, your friendship is so close, and this is what we're going to see, what we saw on screen and everything. So yeah,
like you could see that like season two, sorry, when they first started dating, you could see like, oh, like Rachel and Lou didn't really know each other, so it was kind of not awkward, but like they were like reserved and like, you know. But then as like the season started like progressing, and like you could see like they started having more scenes together, you're like, oh, that they're like best friends, you know. And like also you could see during like, I know you guys watch interviews, and I know like L Word fans, like diehard L Word fans, watch interviews of like the actors and stuff. And like in the interviews, they like talk about each other. Like nobody asked you to talk about Lou, but you just talked about Lou, you know. So like that's also, you were like, oh my god, like the fact that they did that, like they're super close.
Yeah,
like, it warms my heart, you know.
Yeah, there were also once interview. I guess it was Lou. She told that she was with Rachel in Paris and her daughter. And nobody asked her also, and I was like, oh my god. Because little vacation with the bestie and the daughter, and I'm still asking myself where Lola and Nala then.
And I can still remember that interview that Laurel also had, but I think it was also the same with Rachel when she was signing those pictures when she was standing on the Diva magazine, I guess. And that Laurel said like, "Oh yeah, that's Rachel, my bestie," and I was like,
"That's the one I saw." Yeah, that is your bestie. Period.
It was so sweet. It's, I was like, "Whoa,
yeah, it's Rachel Shelley, my best friend," and I was like, "Hell yeah, it's your best friend."
And she kind of like blushed about it. Like it was like, "Oh, look at Rachel."
Yeah.
Hello,
cute and red. Do you know when Rachel get a picture from pregnant Lou? And then she said, "Oh, that's Laurel," and she looked so amazing. And yes, then she talked about Lola.
Yeah.
How amazing that Lola was.
So cute. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, they never asked, they just gave the picture, and it was like, they never really asked about it, the fact that she needed to talk about Lola or something, but she actually did it, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet, and caring and loving from Rachel. Like, Laurel always have that with Rachel, like, Rachel have that with Lou, and Rachel have that with Laurel, and everybody's always saying, like, "Oh, and Laurel and Jen are so close and everything." I think they were close when they worked together at the L Word.
Right. Yes.
But if you look at the fact when the L Word ended, Laurel and Jennifer didn't stand together, but Laurel and Rachel did.
Yeah.
So, I was just about to bring that up because I don't know if you watched that. Well, you probably did that interview with. It was honestly an awkward interview, but like Erin Daniels like saved it because she's so funny. Because the interviewer was so awkward, like, bro, let's not even get started. But just the demeanor of like Jen and Laurel, like they just seemed so like
cold.
Like, I don't know, like cold, out of place. Yeah.
I was like, damn,
you know.
Yeah, I think I remember the interview you're talking about because they're sitting in like a half a circle. Like, Erin is there, I believe. Eileen is there.
My bitch is there, Erin. Yes, I love her. And Alice. Lisa.
Yeah, and Shane is also there, I guess.
Also, Eric Mabian. Eric Mabian.
And who played Phyllis' daughter?
You mean Marlon?
No, was she's Marley not there.
Yeah, she was also there.
No, she Marley was there, but you said Phyllis's daughter, what? She wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Molly was there, but Marley was also there. Marley Matlin.
Not Marley Matlin.
No, Marley. Yeah, Marley Matlin was there. She came for a surprise visit.
Yeah. And they were all like Laurel and Jen were sitting next to each other and talking about, and I can see that Laurel really wanted to touch Jennifer and really talk to her.
Jennifer
didn't let her in, and that moment I knew exactly, and everybody's gonna think I'm crazy, but of course there had to be something between Jen and Lou, because otherwise you couldn't be there. You couldn't be that cool to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, people got
that's why I still believe that it was something between Jen and Lou, and everybody thinks I'm crazy, of course.
Who thinks you're crazy? What?
Yeah, I got that a lot.
Wait, the whole fandom thinks there was something between them. I'm confused.
Yeah, everybody sees that, right?
Yes.
And
you're not the only one.
So
I think there are a lot who agree with you.
With us. I hope so, because I had it once that I said it and everybody said, "Yeah, they don't have anything in reality." I was like, okay. Like,
we could be totally like just probably like manifesting this and nothing ever fucking happened. And it, oh, sorry, can we curse in this?
Yeah, well, you may curse. Right. I do that all the time.
Great. But, like, nothing ever happened. But, like, they seem so close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when they were a part of the show, that's why people think something happened. Because, like, little interviews here and there would always talk about each other. And I'm sure I think you did see that interview when Jennifer Beals, like, it was literally, like, season 6 of The L Word. And Jennifer started crying. And she was with Rachel Shelley and Laurel Holloman, I think, in I forgot the convention. But,
Was it in Blackpool?
Blackpool, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they had that little cowboy hat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Jen started crying, and she was like, you know, I never got to thank Laurel for being the best partner, like being the best scene partner, and I just really want to thank you. And like, I don't know, oh my goodness, my mother. I just feel like, I don't know, like, there's definitely had to be something going on, you know, for Jen to be like crying like that, and like, you know, I don't know if it makes sense. But
I don't know how you both see it, or the rest of the fandom, but I think, when I look at Jennifer, Kate, and Leisha, then they were better friends than Jennifer and Rachel, was it? Also,
yeah.
I think they were co-worker, of course, and they were nice together, but not more, I think. They were not really friends.
Yeah, I think that's sad,
to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Because Jen and Jennifer and Rachel were like nice to each other, mm-hmm. and they were good co-workers.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't more.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the other movies, who was Rachel in it, she found a lot of friends. And I mean, she found a friend different for girls, Victoria Bloom, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was with the actress who played Tonya. She is also a friend with her together.
And look,
I feel like she's also friends with Guinevere Turner, who wrote for
mm-hmm.
the
True.
And also Meredith McGeechee, who played, what's her face, Tanya. In that
mm-hmm.
Because I remember seeing her daughter, their daughters go to school together or something.
Oh, that's really cute, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know, yeah, she said it in her little podcast, like the one that she did for, I don't know if it was, I think it was just like a random, like when she got Alexandra Hedison to do it too. Mm-hmm. She got Meredith McGeechee, and they were like talking about it, how like their daughters were friends.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. But if you look like what Steffi said, but look at Once Upon a Time. Rachel was not so much in it, but how close she is with Colin.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
like,
that's so true.
And yeah. I think it's so sweet. So I don't think it depends on the fact that it was Rachel that had no good connection with Jen. Jen can be really... Jennifer is like really sweet and can be very warm. But I think when there's not really a big connection, she let you fall like...
Mm-hmm.
Also,
it's not easy to be private or friend with Jennifer, I guess.
No,
because she is careful and don't she don't want that she have to private with the work together.
Mm-hmm.
I think she want to separate it, I guess.
And
more.
And I think that's quite a good thing, actually, but not too much. And but Jenna's also really shy. Everybody thinks she's
was gonna say that, yeah. She's really, very reserved.
She's like,
which really can come across as like bitchy and like I'm too good for you, you know, but she's just a very reserved person.
Yeah.
And even Kate and Leisha said, like, who would have thought like Jennifer Beals would be our friend like 15 years later, because she's very like she chooses people to let in, you know.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think she let Laurel in, but not too much. And
Laurel left.
Could be, definitely.
Could be. Yeah, when she went to do painting, which I'm so excited for my Laurel Halloween painting to come.
I'm
still waiting for that, by the way.
Still not there.
Still
not there.
No. But it's okay. Maybe like this week or next week. I hope. Crossing my fingers.
Betsy.
What happened?
Fingers crossed for you that it comes this week. I hope
thank
so.
Thank you. Yes, me too.
Because I can remember that I got my friend from Laurel back then, and I was so happy. And because I had waited for like 1.5 months, I guess.
That's
because I live far away.
Yeah.
And when I saw the print, I was like, oh, it's like how it should be, so yay. And she really, really signs them this herself. So
I'm gonna cry. She signs it, I'm crying. Oh my god.
Yeah, definitely.
Dog.
Because the felt tip she signs with is you can definitely see that on the print. It's not print on it, no, it's like she signed it herself.
That's so awesome. I can't wait. Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm gonna check up on that right now. What was I gonna say? So I feel like
because Laurel made so many times in the last years an exhibition, and also actually in America, but Jennifer wasn't never there to visit it. Like Rachel was in London.
Where you at? Damn.
I've never really thought about that.
I mean, it's nobody in internet in the internet to find about where we see Jennifer on an exhibition of Lou. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she never talked about actually also.
Very true.
Yeah.
Girl, I got this shit April 28th. What the fuck?
Yeah. April 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
So where you at? Where you at, little movies?
Mm-hmm.
I think Rachel and Jen are like high school friends. Like, you're like, oh my god, you could be like best friends in high school. And you're like, oh my god, like, I love you so much. Let's get coffee. Let's get blah, 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 hang out, whatever. But then when you graduate, you never see them. So, like, I feel like once the outward finished, that's it. They lost contact. Maybe they followed each other on Twitter, but, like, that's it. And they're like, oh, my God, I miss you. Never went to see her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to be honest, I hope they get that connection more, like, in the second season of the Our Generation Q.
Mm-hmm.
They have right now with the posting the pictures and everything a little bit, but
if Jen does not post a picture of her and Rachel, well, if it is true that Rachel's coming back and like she's gonna be in season 2, episode 3, and if she does not post a picture, then we know you're like
It doesn't give not a picture of Rachel on the set because they want actually to make a secret of it, or because
but like you know how Erin Daniels came back
officially it's only a rumor that Rachel will come back.
Yeah.
I think so, and maybe if she really comes back, that they want to make a surprise of it or really a secret.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're doing that, but like, remember when the episode aired with the Danas, that they had mm-hmm. like the pop-up Danas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally after that episode aired, Jen, Leash, and Kate all posted a picture with Erin.
True.
So like, mm-hmm. I feel like they're gonna do that when Rachel, if Rachel comes back.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, ah, we got you, surprise, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I have to agree with you with that because actually they also didn't say that Laurel was coming back in the Our Generation Q.
Yeah, they wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah. I remember that Jen posted a picture about like something to hang on for the next episode, and I was like, okay. But yeah.
I swear I cried.
Yeah,
I
me
swear. Too. Me I saw too. Laurel on the phone. Oh my gosh. And then mom came into my room and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, this is Laura Holloway, come back from school. And it was like, oh, it was so good. It was like crazy.
Yeah.
And then literally the day of my birthday, they got renewed for season 2. And I was like, yes, free birthday present. Yeah, I was literally like doing my hair for like, I think I was going to go to a party or whatever to my party. And I was like literally in the salon and I was like, oh my God, yes, like they got renewed.
Oh, and then we had double good news, actually, that day.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was 2020, January 2020.
No, we had 2021.
Yeah.
Shit.
That was like 2019, 2020 year, yeah.
Yeah, got it. And
so that's crazy. Season 1 of Our Generation Q, there was no pandemic.
No. You know what the most funny thing is? I watched the Our Generation Q. Well, I started, of course, with the original series, and I didn't have to wait for the sequel because right ahead I could watch the Our Generation Q.
Really?
Yeah, I was so late with watching.
I finished December 13th.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh! Because it was like, I think it was a week or 1 or 2 weeks between it. That I finished the original series and right ahead the Our Generation Q. And I remember that I watched the Our Generation Q in one day. And actually, I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so in love with the original series.
And
then I watched the Gen Q and I was like, this is not what I expected. And to be honest, I hope there is so much more for this season, what is coming. And then they had for the first season of Gen Q. I don't know if you agree with me, but...
I agree with you.
Thanks.
I low-key agree with you, but I kind of don't because... All right, see, I've said this to other people as well. But like, mm-hmm. all right, Outward was a whole different, like, it was new, you know, it was 2004 mm-hmm. to 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, we had an amazing cast. And like, the show is just great, even though it has its moments where it's like, a little iffy. But Generation Q was written not by Eileen Chaykin, by Marja Lewis Ryan.
Yeah, and just so
we have a completely different showrunner. True. Number one.
And I now, think that's the main big difference between it.
Mm-hmm. And okay, Our Gen Q, the reboot is back, right? But a reboot isn't supposed to be like all the characters together, you know, some new characters, you know. Yeah. Oh my God, Sorry, mom's trying to feed the dog. But a reboot, like, yeah, we have different characters, you know, and it's a weird Generation Q. Yeah, it has, shares the name, but it's a completely different series, you know?
True.
Because of these different characters. Yeah, it had three of the OG characters, you know, Bette, Tina, and Bette, Shane, and Alice. That's great. That's amazing. But it doesn't really, it focuses on them, but it's supposed to bring a new generation.
Yeah. But,
I think the thing is that on other characters went in it, and only the fact that she talked about Tina and Jenny,
Jenny, my homegirl,
killed herself, and that Tina left her, but we never know why, and we don't know what's happened with Alice and Tasha.
Talis.
Or how Shane and Molly, that it's that they come back, or we don't nothing about.
Yeah,
and that's sad, I think.
Yeah, that's really something I missed a little bit in the show.
Or the same with Helena. We don't know if she
all we know she's in London
with Dylan or not. Did she give him a chance, or did she find someone else?
But also because it is 10 years later, that's probably why they didn't do like a step-by-step, this happened to this person, this happened, blah, blah, you know, Jenny killed herself, blah, blah, well, direct suicide, blah, blah, you know?
Yeah, but that's something, and that's, of course, what you said, because they have new writers on the show.
Yeah.
It's not Eileen Chaykin anymore, of course.
Yeah.
And but I think they will give it us in season two more about like Bette and Tina.
Yeah.
Maybe
why
more.
What happened?
Yeah, I think they will do that because lots of people not really complained about the show a little.
Yeah.
But
if you see how many people are back actually to make the fans happy over that the season 2 gets better, also that the first season, I think so you see that they listen to the fans actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
And I think they really want that it don't stop after that season, that it goes further and further and further, and that you get more seasons back, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope really that it works out.
Same. Because I enjoy the series. I started watching it again during the show when I was sick. But I was like, oh my god, this is actually like, it's good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's not the same as like the OG, but it's not supposed to be.
No. That's just something I have to agree with you. It doesn't need to be the same as like the original ones.
No.
It's Gen Q. What you said, it's a whole new generation. It needs to be focused on the young people because also the young people need something to have an example for.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing with Gen Q. But to make the old fans a little bit happy, because apparently we belong to the old fans because we watched the original ones.
I mean, we're not like old like people who watched it when it aired, but I was like 4. No, I don't even know how old I was. My math is not good. I don't know,
because it aired in 2004, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I was 9 years old. No, I don't think my mom would have let me watch The Outward back then.
Definitely not. No. Yeah.
No. And
mom be like, "The hell? Where?"
Yeah, they never.
He still doesn't want to watch it. I'm like,
exactly. And that would have been like funny if she did, but no.
Right.
So, but yeah, we'll see what's going to happen in season two. And they said they will air it in the summer, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. From what Leisha said on Pants, either June, July, or August. So yeah, summer.
Oh, that's good. That's actually pretty amazing. Then
I know, I'm so excited.
But then you can watch it, Betsy, and tell me a little bit about it, because probably it will be airing a little bit later in the Netherlands. So,
oh my god, no, damn.
Yeah, I think that will. So yeah. Mm, that's it.
Yeah, I'll definitely like let you know what happened. No. I'll like talk a little bit about it, but I won't give it away.
You're so sweet. Don't give it away when there's gonna be a team head like wedding, yeah. Because I'm really gonna cry then.
I'll just be like, oh, it was a good episode.
Oh, because that's my biggest wish for the Elwood Generation Q.
For what? What's your biggest wish?
A Tibet wedding.
Oh, I want a Tibet wedding. Or like a flashback of a Tibet wedding. Yo.
Yeah. I'm also happy with a flashback from a Tibet wedding, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a Tibet wedding belongs to the Elwood.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get oh my god, I hate my animals. I would have to get they would have to get Pam Grier to be in the wedding, and like she's doing something else, I think.
Yeah. I miss Kit. I miss Pam in the Janky.
I do not know why they had to kill
her. No, and I think if we light this discussion up, why they didn't bring Kit back.
Marjorie was running everybody.
We'll never end it. So, I really miss Kit in it. Just the big sister they needed.
I love her. Just like Dana, like I love her so much.
Yeah. I think Kit would deserve the happy end and not dead.
I know. Yeah. They could have said like she was performing, she was on tour, like she got a movie deal, something, not kill her off. Like,
yes, exactly.
If that's all I'm gonna say. Like, I don't understand why they didn't say that.
Or that she moved with, like, that she found Angus back or something, and that she moved far away.
What the hell?
I would have been really happy with that. So.
First, they gotta bring it back to tragedy. Like, damn.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah.
But then
That she is like Helena on the phone. That kid, that bet maybe called with her, or she get a message or something. That were better, but not the dead.
Mm-mm.
That we can hear something from Kit, like in this, maybe.
Yeah, but it's the same with Dana, to be honest.
Yeah.
When they killed her in like season 3, I was like, why? But was it the fact that Aaron did that? Aaron didn't want it, right?
No,
exactly.
They alright, so this is what Aaron Daniels said and Eileen Chaikin in a couple interviews. So one day she was like planning out, they were still during production, and she was planning out what would happen to all the characters, and she was like, someone from the writer's room had just had a death in her group of friends, and she was like, I want to tell a story about like losing someone in the queer community and like how it affects them, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, okay, so like one of these characters have to die, or she said one of these characters have to, like, I want to tell the story of someone getting cancer, because that's what happened to the writer.
Mm-hmm.
That writer's friend. So she was like, you know, I want to tell that story. And then she was like, but it has to be like someone who we care about, so that like if it's just like some random person, you're not going to feel bad, you're not going to be like, oh, you're going to be like, oh damn, that sucks, but not like, you know. Mm-hmm. So she said she didn't know that she was gonna choose Aaron Daniels, like Dana, but it became more apparent that like as the season progressed that she was gonna choose Dana, and that Dana was gonna die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she said one day, this is what Erin said now, one day they called her up to like a meeting, like a character meeting, like, oh, this is what's going to happen to your character, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, like your character gets cancer. And Erin was like, oh my God, like that's like a really great storyline. And then Eileen's like, and then she dies. And then she was like, oh. And then I guess whatever happened, because I wasn't there. But then she called Leisha and she was like, oh, like my character gets cancer. Or she called Leisha or Kate and she's like, my character gets cancer. And then Kate was like, Kate or Leisha, one of them was like, oh my God, that's a great storyline. Like, congrats. Like, yay, you get to like tell that emotional like story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and I die. And they were like, what? Like, what? They couldn't believe it. So like, it's not that Erin wanted to leave. It was Eileen choosing to tell that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it wasn't easy for Eileen to choose.
Yeah.
Dana.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah. So, but I think, yeah, because Dana was one of the most sweetest,
literally,
persons, characters of the whole show. And I think a lot of people were like really mad about it, that they killed the most sweetest person of all.
I'm like, still not over that. Like,
nah, I think we will never be over it because it
even
was
though it's a show, it's like,
yeah.
I think I sent you the meme. I sent you guys a meme. It was like, or I posted it or something. It was like, some friend. Stop crying, it's just the show, the outward. Mm-hmm. And then it's so Dana, and I was like, ah, I'm so dead, like literally. Like, yeah, I miss it so much, to be honest.
I like it.
Like, even though it's a show, it's like, it felt real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because
have you that all the time too, when you watch it again, that you wish Dana, that she don't die? That she survived.
I know.
Every time.
Literally, I have to like skip, and I'm like, yeah. Like, it's like my first time watching it, and I'm like,
yeah. And every time,
like,
you cry again.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, nothing. And every time I watch it again, I'm like, I'm not gonna cry. This time, literally. I'm not gonna cry. It's not gonna work out. And here I'm sitting, crying out loud. Red eyes everywhere.
Me too.
And I remember the first time I watched it, and my mom came in when I just watched the episode that Dana died, and
no,
she said, are you okay, sweetheart? What's going on? I said, Mama, Dana died. Who's Dana? Those kind of things. And she's like, what are you watching? I said, I'm watching the L Word. I remember that I wasn't out of the closet back then because I didn't tell my mom that I like girls. And what's the show about? And I was like, I will tell you later, mom. She said, okay, that's good. Have fun watching
the Sarah Shaggy and be like, is that Love Word?
Oh, and I was so happy that she didn't ask further. But yeah.
Yeah. My mom would have, but you guys know the story of what happened, right? When I first started watching the show, right?
Yeah, I did. It was good.
Oh my God! So do you know? Okay. With Dana's character though.
Mm-hmm. But tell her. Come on.
So I was literally on episode 2 or 3, and I was like, they were in at the coffee shop, I forgot, the Planet, and Alice and Dana were like making fun of each other, and they're like blah 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 blah, you know, whatever they're saying, because like they're just so funny and like whatever. So they were teasing each other, and then I was like, I paused it and I was like, ha ha ha, like Dana and Alice are so funny, like ha ha. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look the character up. So my dumbass looks up Dana Fairbanks, and then it was like Dana Fairbanks' death, and I was like, no, because like when I was watching it too, like those like 5 seconds, I was like, that's it. She's my favorite character. That's it. And then I saw that, and I was like, wait, she dies? No. And I was like, nah. She doesn't die. Like, come on now. And then it says dies season 3 episode 10, and I was like, no. So then literally every 10th episode of every season of like season 1, I was like, 2 years. Season 2, I was like, 1 year. And then I'm like, in season 3, I'm like, damn, she dies now. But literally, I knew that she was gonna die like 2 episodes in.
So, yeah, but you spoiled yourself. This literally quite funny, actually.
I know it was funny, but so, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, it was. But to end a little bit the episode, I have a question, Betsy. What is your favorite Helentina scene?
I love the scene where they first meet at the office thing at Tina's office, because it's like an introduction to their like relationship, even if it was like even after they stopped dating, it was friendship, you know. And also damn, there's a lot though. Oh, when Tina and Helena are in Helena's office and they're talking about Dylan, but Dana's playing and they're like, oh, like Dana's on, yay! Like, I've never watched, and Helena's like, oh, I never watched her on TV, you know?
Yeah.
And then like they start watching the game. And then also Tina's like, wait, you like Dylan, like, come on, Deets, you know, tell me. And then, and it's just like, the reason why I like it, it's just like so playful. And like, you get to see that they're friends, you know, even after what happened. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, yeah.
What are your favorite scenes?
I think my favorite Helen tired, right? is... Yeah, I have a couple actually. First of all, I really like the scene when Helena tries to buy the house, and that Helena seduced Tina a little bit on the kitchen counter.
Oh,
like,
yes, yes.
I like this one. But also the fact that Tina realized then that she needed to let Beth into her life, to Angie's life. But it's really cute that Helena comes and makes sandcastles with the kids there. That's also one I really, really love. And that they both driving to the film set in the golf.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite Helentina scenes, definitely.
Cute. What about you?
Oh.
Do you have like 45 minutes or an hour?
Literally names in whole episode.
If I'm honestly, I love all scenes from them.
Yeah, but you have to choose, babe.
First, I think like you, Betsy, the first meeting in the office. Also the scene with Beth, when Beth is in the room and Helena comes to them.
Yeah, it's an amazing
one. And I would say also on the swimming pool.
Ooh.
When Helena seduced Tina and then they have sex.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the balcony scene.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that one.
I can say all sex scenes.
Definitely. Oh my god, when her kids walk in.
But I really love the scene also when Tina comes to the dinner in Helena's house, where Helena cooked for her, and she messaged on her feeds and everything.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Because it's a cute scene.
Wait, is that when everybody bailed on her dinner? That's the scene?
No, yeah, actually, yes, because...
Crying. Yeah, I love that scene too.
Yeah, I know, but exactly what you mean. But it was kind of sad, actually.
It is.
But it's so sweet that Helena cooked and everything. It was so good. Mm-hmm. And then I have to add one more scene to my list. When they had the party at Wax, and they all needed to dress up like Shane and Carmen is a couple, and Carmen is like the really girly, and then you have Helena and Tina together because Beth is going to, I guess, to New York to have the thing with Senator Grisham, I guess.
Yeah.
And oh god, I loved Helena and Tina together, how they looked and having a playtime a little bit as a couple, which they weren't anymore, but yeah.
Oh, when they danced together?
Yeah! It was so sweet.
Yeah.
But I think we all agree on the fact that we loved Helena and Tina more as a couple than as friends.
Yeah.
Of course, definitely.
Okay.
But they had as a couple, so just want to put that out there.
Yeah, true. So I always said, and I'm still going to say, like, if Tina couldn't be with Beth anymore, she definitely needs to choose Helena. And maybe marry her instead of Beth then. And I know I got the whole fandom in my neck right now and on my back, but
not me.
Okay, thanks. but I had to say it, sorry.
But I agree.
Well, thanks. So, Betsy, I really, 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 really want to thank you. Mm-hmm. And Steffi too.
Thank you. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, always. We can't do it without you, actually.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
so, we wish you an incredible day left. And yeah, we will talk to you later, and we are going off to sleep.
Bye, lovelies. Good night.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it's not your birthday anymore, but I hope you had a great ass birthday.
That's really sweet.
Talk soon.
Yeah, and I hope you have a good night too. And
thank you.
Maybe see you. See you next time. Hear from you next time when we have another podcast episode where we can ask you.
Just
please
text me. Mm-hmm.
That would be really, really awesome. So
would.
Well, thank you, Betsy, and
thank you.
We'll hear from you later. Okay.
Bye. Yeah, thank you. Bye. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.